This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. And as always, we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment, and we'll be speaking to Brent Hunter. At the bottom of the hour, I'm really looking forward to talking to Brent. I first heard of Brent about Brent from his partner, I think it's his wife, and she sent me some of his books. I started reading his books, and I was really intrigued. One of his books is called The Ring. He's got multiple books, by the way. His website is brenthunter.tv, brenthunter.tv. He's got multiple books, and his partner sent me out The Rainbow Bridge, which is a very intriguing book, and I wanted to talk to him about that, but then I started to dive into Brent's work, and it turns out that he specializes in critical thinking. That's his thing. He calls it knowledge management, or KM. His book is called The Power of KM, and he studies and he teaches how to do knowledge management. And I was talking to Brent this morning, and I was like, you know, that's exactly what we're all about. He says, you're about knowledge management? I said, no, we're about critical thinking. He's calling it knowledge management. I call it critical thinking. And I have said this from day one with what's going on in the world today, and really for everything. We have to be critical thinkers. You cannot have an effective life that just falls off the table into your lap. You've got to structure it, and that structuring a good, successful, effective, productive, happy, high-quality life requires the ability to critically think. Brent talks about a pyramid of knowledge of how we get information. I guess you would say the pyramid. He calls it the wisdom pyramid, and it starts off with a base of data, which is just raw, and then information, which is then structured in form, information, and then on top of information is the use of information, which is knowledge, and then at the top you have wisdom. He calls it the wisdom pyramid, I believe, which is as fundamental as it gets when it comes to understanding information. You know, all the stuff that's going on in the news today in terms of science, so-called science, is a bad use of information. It's an inartful use of information. By the way, Brent defines wisdom as the art of knowledge, which is so fascinating to me because knowledge and art seem like they would be opposites. Science and art seem like they're opposites, but they're not. There's an art of knowledge, and they become unified as wisdom. Wisdom, to me, is knowledge made practical. I always define wisdom as using knowledge, how to effectively use knowledge. He calls it the art of knowledge. Same idea. Anyway, we'll talk to Brent about the power of critical thinking, or as he calls it, the power of KM. And then we will get you, and also the Rainbow Bridge's website, brenthunter.tv. Lots of good stuff there. And then he's got a lot of YouTube videos, too. We'll talk to him in our third segment and get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So one of the things Brent told me about, and we're going to explore this, is this idea of coming to stability. And when he talked about coming back to stability, he has an interesting technique for getting there. Actually, he told me about it. I found it very life-changing. But getting back to stability is something we really want to do in this crazy, crazy time. I don't like dating the programs that I do because these programs stay up for years and years and years. But today is the day after, and there's going to be a lot of angst, and there's a lot of anxiety, and there's a lot of stress, and there's a lot of worry, and there's a lot. It's so important now more than ever to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the calming nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system, the relaxation nervous system, where we grow, where we repair, where we accumulate information, where we make good decisions. All of that occurs at the prefrontal cortex, the front of your brain. All of that occurs at the front of your brain when you're safe. We have to learn to feel safe. That's one of the cool things about critical thinking, is when you analyze data, you automatically go into safety mode because you're activating the prefrontal cortex. You're leaving the reptilian brain simply by critically thinking. You take energy away from the amygdala in the back of your brain, the reptilian brain, the so-called reptilian brain, the fight or flight brain, simply by critical thinking. And you take and you redirect blood flow, you redirect electricity, you redirect energy to the prefrontal cortex by critically thinking. I'm not talking about thinking in circles. I'm talking about using good thinking skills to get to wisdom, going up the hierarchy from data to information to knowledge to wisdom. So critical thinking can help, and being still can help. Learning to be still. Pascal, Blaise Pascal, a famous mathematician, philosopher, said, all of man's problems can be, and I'm paraphrasing here, all of man's problems can be reduced to his inability to sit in a room alone and by himself. You ever notice how people are always doing stuff? You know why we're always doing stuff? Let me tell you why we're always doing stuff. And almost everybody always does stuff. Can't stay still. Hardest thing is for people to meditate or go to sleep. We have an insomnia epidemic. We have a meditation, a lack of meditation epidemic that's related to it. We have a doing epidemic. And all of it is related to an inability to sit still. And the reason we can't sit still is because we're operating, as Thoreau said, with a baseline level of desperation and anxiety. All of us we're born into this situation, unless we meditate, or, you know, I should say all of us, but the vast majority of us, unless we've worked on this, are operating with low levels of angst. And as soon as we stop moving, all that angst comes out. As long as we're moving around, we don't see the angst. That's why you probably know people. They always got to be doing stuff. Probably, you know, many of us are like that. I'm like that. Unless I really motivate to sit still. At this point, I practice it for so long. But I understand what that is. I guarantee you, people who are always feeling like they're doing, have to do something, they're the same people who can't sleep, and they're the same people who can't meditate. So learning to be still, and that requires being able to do the one thing that human beings hate to do. You know what that one thing that human beings hate to do and everything is a derivative of? We hate to feel uncomfortable. We don't like any kind of discomfort. Now, we can determine what discomfort is. I think it's this low level of fear and survival thing. But we don't like the feeling uncomfortable. We'll do anything to not feel uncomfortable. We'll move from the time we get up in the morning to the time we get up at night so we don't have to feel uncomfortable. Because as soon as we think about our credit card bills or our relationships or our jobs or our family, whatever, politics, we start to feel uncomfortable and we don't like feeling uncomfortable. Imagine how powerful you could be if you could deal with feeling uncomfortable. And in fact, that is one of the best exercises you could ever be, and it will give you psychic power, psychological power, the way lifting weights will give you physical power. Being able to practice feeling uncomfortable without running away from it will allow you to meditate, it will allow you to fall asleep, and it will allow you to relax. We want to learn to feel uncomfortable, and the best way to do that is to hack into your parasympathetic nervous system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Brent and Hunter coming up in our third segment. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll have Brent Hunter at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment. There's so much I want to talk about when it comes to fats. I did get a little took a little digression there because of all the stuff that's going on in the news today, and learning to activate the parasympathetic nervous system is really important when it comes to health, when it comes to growth, when it comes to repair. Just like fats are important for growth and repair, and when it comes to health, so is the parasympathetic nervous system. Because we can't utilize our fats correctly, we can't utilize our biochemistry correctly if we're constantly sympathetic. The human body is not designed to be constantly sympathetic, but we have designed an environment, a political environment, a government environment, a legal environment, and most importantly, a media environment. Media is just a fascinating word. I'll talk about that here in a second. We've designed an environment that is almost intentionally formulated to get us sympathetic. And that's especially true about what's called media. Media comes from the word middle. A media is so evil, potentially, and actually, but it doesn't have to be. Although I don't even know. Media is the middle ground, the middleman. It takes information and then turns it any which way it wants for its own manipulative techniques and gives it to you and me. That's called media. That's why they call it the media, the middle. It's the middleman of information. Turn off the news. If you are freaking out about anything, turn off the news. Please, please, please understand the news is designed to make you feel freaked out. And we're addicted to the news because we're addicted to the freak out. That's why all this fear is everywhere. We're addicted to it because it spikes our cortisol and makes us feel alive. The trick is to feel alive without, to feel alive consciously, to feel alive with intent. That brings you joy. Feeling alive with content, with intent brings you joy. Feeling alive with fear makes you freak out. And most of us are feeling alive through fear, not through joy. If you feel alive through fear, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be scared. You'll be in fear. You'll be sympathetic. Your blood pressure will go up. You'll be at more risk for cancer and viral infections. That's how you know it's a scam. This whole and by the way, we're going to be talking about this whole thing tomorrow with our guest Dylan Howard. I don't want to get too political here, but you can tell that there's something wrong because the fear that's being induced is going to make you more susceptible. The fear that's being induced is going to make you more susceptible. Do you know you wouldn't know anything about who was running for president or what they were saying or what kind of lies somebody was telling or what kind of character somebody had or whatever it was, and you wouldn't know anything about infections, you wouldn't know anything about viruses if you didn't watch the news. It's news created. It's media created. And it's because we don't understand knowledge, how to run our brains, how to run our minds, how to run our nervous systems. Our nervous system, by the way, is also media. Media is like an external nervous system. We have given our power of our nervous system, of our ability to sense what's out there, to talking heads, to television, to other people. We've deprived ourselves of our personal authority and sovereignty to decide what is so. And we've been bred to do that way for generations. This program is about waking up, opening your eyes, your not just your eyes that see the physical world, although those too, but your psychic eyes. So you can see what's out there in terms of information, in terms of belief systems, in terms of programming. There's a really cool book called The Biology of Belief, and it's not that biology of belief. That's a great book too by Bruce Lipton. There's another book called The Biology of Belief, which literally talks, the biology of belief, Bruce Lipton, is more theoretical, or more big picture, I should say. And this other book, which I'm looking for as I'm here, I can't seem to find it. I was reading it this morning. It's about literally how our biology forms the structures of our physiology. And as Freud said, physiology is destiny. Physiology or anatomy is destiny. How our body is structured is how is going to be our destiny. And we control that with our beliefs, our thoughts about what is so. So activate that parasympathetic nervous system by using critical thinking, by slow deep breathing, by muscle relaxation, by massage, by meditation, 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 which is nothing more than watching how your mind works, by the way. All right, so there's so much I want to talk about here with fats. I touched on this idea of lipopolysaccharides a couple days ago, these LPSs. that are responsible for all chronic degenerative diseases. The best way to lower your LPS, lipopolysaccharide level, immune system activator, is with calorie restriction or fasting or intermittent fasting if you just want to do it chronically. This is from the Journal of Neuroinflammation. Intermittent fasting attenuates lipopolysaccharide-induced neuroinflammation and memory impairment. I have said this for decades, and now people are listening, but when I started saying this, people would say, that's silly. Alzheimer's disease, dementia, memory problems, cognitive issues, they're not Prevagen deficiencies. They're signs of neuroinflammation in the brain, secondary to stuff that's getting in the blood, i.e. lipopolysaccharides, LPSs, little fragments of bacteria, little pieces, the membranes of bacteria that have been partially digested sometimes. Sometimes the whole bacteria has gotten into the bloodstream through a leaky gut. Leaky gut. They call it leaky gut syndrome. And syndrome, by definition, means a bunch of things that happen all together. Like metabolic syndrome is fatty liver disease and hypertension and cardiovascular disease and, you know, neuropathies and obesity. It's like a syndrome is, it covers a whole bunch of health issues. Leaky gut syndrome has a bunch of health issues too. And you know what those health issues are? Everything. The health issues that are associated with leaky gut syndrome are everything and anything that can go wrong in the body. Everything that goes wrong in the body can be tracked to the soil of the body. The soil of the body is the intestine. That's where everything grows from. That's where the bacteria proliferate from, I should say. From the intestine. So working on the intestine is so important. If you just know it, you know, you'll know it. In the book The Walls Protocol, Dr. Terry Walls talks about curing her MS through fasting and through calorie restriction. She doesn't say exactly why, but this is why. Because of this lipopolysaccharide-induced neuroinflammation. And if you want to know about a horrible, horrible health challenge or disease, Google and do some research on multiple sclerosis. It's awful, and it can be backtracked to LPS. And next time the doctor says, "Oh, it's in your genes," or if you believe it's in your genes, and that's just how it is, and you just have it, study LPS, study lipopolysaccharides, LPS, and neuroinflammation, nerve inflammation. Also true about mental health issues, LPS, mental health issues for older folks, and Parkinson's, by the way, also. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with Brent and Hunter. His website is Brent and Hunter, or BrentHunter.tv, and his books are The Rainbow Bridge, The Rainbow Bridge 2, Park Odyssey, The Power of KM, a really interesting quote book, which his partner was kind enough to send me, called Nuggets of Wisdom, which is really, it's something I've wanted to do myself for a long time, is to write down a bunch of quotes. Anyway, we'll talk to Brent Hunter about critical thinking and his book The Rainbow Bridge and The Power of KM when we come back from this break on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new audit reveals the state of California paid out about $1 billion in unemployment benefits to cyber criminals and prison inmates, including murderer Scott Peterson, during the pandemic. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement, "Earlier this year, I launched a strike team to expedite unemployment benefits and minimize abuse in the system. While we have made improvements, we need to do more." As politicians tell Americans no to Thanksgiving gatherings, Americans are responding by traveling despite the dire COVID-19 warnings. The TSA is projecting more than 6 million Americans will fly this holiday week. Dr. Fauci is predicting the future to the Washington Post.
What we're doing now is going to be reflected 2-3 weeks from now.
AAA is reporting 50 million Americans will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with Sunday being the heaviest traffic. This is USA Radio News.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
With politicians attempting to cancel your Thanksgiving festivities, one reliable fact of life will garnish televisions across America. Football and the National Football League will be here Thursday to rescue you from Aunt Emily's flip phone photos. Three games are on tap. Houston will play Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Breaking down college football's top 25, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season were released Tuesday with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the fourth spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 as the last two out of the 4-team playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches polls this week. Cincinnati's the highest-ranked Group of 5 team, coming in at number 7 with an 8-0 mark. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 100th flight of a Falcon 9 rocket delivered 60 satellites to orbit for SpaceX Starlink network Tuesday night. The Falcon 9 rocket fired its 9 kerosene-fueled Merlin 1D engines and roared off Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page of BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up with a search engine for searching various topics or shows you may have missed. We also have an archive page at BrightsideBen.com and also Listen Live link and Listen Live at PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also check out our blog post, news stories, and lots of good health information on all our websites. websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds, and beautification of the skin. Everything we want from a beauty product is really about healing the skin, and that's why when it comes to skincare, when it comes to take care of the body, health and beauty go hand in hand. True Skin Health products, True Skincare products are health products, not just skin products. And thus, our 1,400 four- and five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. You can purchase True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, and our review page is at truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm really, really looking forward to our guest. Brent N. Hunter is a very prolific writer and a sage, a wise man. I spoke to him this morning. It's just blew my mind just talking to him for 5 minutes. We're going to talk about a couple of his books here. One is called The Rainbow Bridge, which is a very, very fascinating idea, a very fascinating concept, and also The Power of KM, Knowledge Management. As you all know, we speak a lot about critical thinking on this program, and I felt like from talking to Brent, he is my brother from another mother, and I appreciate that. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Brent Hunter. Hey, Brent.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so grateful to have you on. So before we even get going, there's so much I want to talk about. You have this unbelievably elegant and very powerful technique, I guess you could say, that you talk about for starting off interviews, meetings, group sessions, etc. Will you share with us, and then we'll partake?
Absolutely. And rather than talking about it, I think I'll just do it, and then I think it'll become readily apparent. I call this the 10 seconds of silence practice. And I'd like to offer every one of us right now the opportunity to unite by sharing 10 seconds of silence by reflecting on our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the importance of equality, inclusion, and fairness. Let the 10 seconds begin now.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, you can feel, when you told me, I really got what you're saying when you told me, and you can feel how things calm down just in 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty profound. I was meditating one day thinking about, you know, sometimes you have to say something really amazing and brilliant in order for people to pay attention and to come together and to unite and to share some kind of peace and harmony with one another. But it occurred to me sometimes the opposite is true, that rather than saying something amazing, sometimes the most important thing is to say absolutely nothing at all. And so in that 10 seconds, we can come together and use this practice for a number of different reasons and different purposes in a couple different ways. So as I was mentioning earlier, I use this practice in the work environment where I work right now. And we do the 10 seconds. We have a lot of things to cover in our meetings. So generally, we just do the 10 seconds of silence. I thank everyone, and then we begin our meeting. However, the 10 seconds of silence practice can also be used in so many different other ways. We can use it in the workplace to begin meetings maybe that are especially sensitive.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, really important topics like that starting out. But we can also use it in our personal lives as well. So a lot of different ways to apply this.
Just with your spouse, just on a date. Instead, like I think that's what grace is actually supposed to be, probably. Instead of just mouthing, you know, just like trite or memorized statements or something. So we don't have a lot of time. So I want to dive into this idea first and foremost about this knowledge management, which is just, I love the way you say that. I call critical thinking. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same thing. You can help me with that maybe. But the idea of knowing how we know, or at least working with what we know, because most of us just know what we know and that's it, right? But we never how do I know that? Where did I get that from? Is it really true? I don't know if you heard of Byron Katie. Have you ever heard of Byron Katie?
I have, yes. I haven't read her thoroughly, but yeah.
She has a thing called the questions. You ask questions whenever you're feeling something. Say, how do I know that's true? You know, who am I when I think that's true? What is it possible that that's not true? You know, there's all these questions you have to ask before you form a belief, but we don't do that.
And that costs us, don't you think?
Yes, exactly. It's so important. I mean, it's so important that it's almost ridiculous that we even have to talk about it.
Yeah, right.
You know, but it is absolutely important. We do have to think. You know, we're given heads and hearts, both of them, and we have to use both of them. You know, we have this amazing capability of thinking and processing information and knowledge and understanding, like you said, you know, basically using our critical thinking skills to determine whether or not information and knowledge is even accurate, and if it is, what to do with that information and knowledge. So very powerful.
Where does organized religion fall into this? And when I say organized religion, I'm not just talking about the kind of religion that you go to church for. I'm talking about organized religion of the state, organized religion of any authority, organized religion of the medical model, organized religion, there's a lot of, or even organized religion of science, if you know what I'm saying. Where does organization and institutions and status quos, how does that play into this idea of us not having an ability to critically think or us not critically think?
So just to be clear then, Ben, when you say organized religion in these different areas, or when I hear you say that in different areas, I'm thinking
institutions.
Institutions or dogmas?
Dogmas. Well, they run on dogmas. They require dogmas. I think dogma might be more analogous to the opposite of critical thinking. But the states and these organizations, these institutions are maintained by not having us critically think. Dogmas.
Yes. It's so pervasive, right? We need to be thinking about everything that's going on, our personal lives, our you know, organizational lives, our lives as communities, certainly, you know, like the way our governments are structured and decisions that our governments are making at the local, national, and international levels. And you know, at the root of it, as you say, is thinking.
Lack.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem right now is the lack of thinking.
We think we're thinking. We think we believe we're thinking, correct? But we're not actually. We're reacting. We're not really thinking.
Exactly. In many cases, you know, I think a lot of us are thinking, but there are a lot of us that are not thinking. We're just reacting. You know, we're just saying things because we heard somebody else say
it. Yeah.
And it sounded good. It sounded like it was an informed, you know, comment or whatever. So we just repeat it.
Right.
There's a lot of that happening. But yeah, I think there's a huge need for all of us really to step back and to, as you were saying, you know, about Byron Katie, you know, think about what we're thinking about.
Yeah, think about
and
what we're thinking.
Ask ourselves really important questions. Yeah.
And I love how you say the power of CAM can literally change the world, because I 100% believe that. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break, if that's okay, Brent. And then we'll get in your book, The Rainbow Bridge. Brent N. Hunter, this website, brenthunter.tv, and he's got all kinds of good information and some wonderful books. We'll be back with more of Brent Hunter on the Bright Side right after this.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Brent Hunter, his website brenthunter.tv. We're talking about the power of KM. He's got multiple books, The Power of KM, Nuggets of Wisdom. And we'll talk about the Rainbow Bridge here in a second. Hey, something occurred to me real quick, Brent. When you're doing this 10 seconds of silence, is eyes closed or eyes open? Because they have two different kind of effects, I think.
Great question, Ben. It's really either way, whatever people are comfortable with. Generally speaking, in the work environment, I usually have my eyes open because I'm on video and I have a whole lot of people surrounding me, and you know, it's an individual decision.
Seems like if your eyes are open, you'll be more able to navigate the eyes open world as opposed to the eyes closed world. Like it'll be more powerful in the eyes open world. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just probably works differently for different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to get into the Rainbow Bridge because it's a super cool book, but just real quick, if we could finish up with The Power of KM. Talk real quickly about your pyramid, the Wisdom Pyramid. I hadn't heard that before. I think that's yours probably.
Sure, the Wisdom Pyramid, it's actually not mine, but it is a very powerful, very important concept in knowledge management, and it basically says that there's this pyramid. It's four layers. At the base of the pyramid is data. Above that layer is information. Above that layer is knowledge. And the top layer in this pyramid, the Wisdom Pyramid, is wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so basically, when you put data into context, it becomes information.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge is understanding that's gained through experience. And wisdom is the art of knowing.
Love it.
The distinction there is between when you understand something with your rational mind and when you know something to be true.
Mm-hmm. And this art of knowing kind of juxtaposes two separate brain hemispheres. It's like a unification, like art and knowing. In a way, like knowing being knowledge, like science, and art being like right brain. Like you're unifying. There's a unification in there. Do you think?
Well, I think there certainly could be when you have that as an intention to unify the knowledge and the wisdom layers like that.
The knowledge and the art. The knowledge and the art. Art being like this elegant, this, there's no way really to describe art, right? It's totally right brain. But knowledge is like cut and dry. And when you can work with knowledge in an artful way, sort of, that's wisdom, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe the word art is maybe adding some confusion here. Basically, knowledge is understanding. Wisdom is knowing.
Knowledge is understanding. Wisdom is knowing.
Yeah, and knowledge is understanding. So when you understand something, it's a mental thing in your head that's happening in your head.
Got
you
it.
Say, 2 + 2, that's 4. I get it. I understand.
Got it.
That's when you mentally, rationally, logically understand something. Wisdom is when you know something.
Like in your gut? Like in your body?
Your gut. In your gut or in your body. When you
like
know
your
it.
Name.
So for example,
like you know
like
your
a
name.
Rainbow. Yeah,
like you know
your
brain.
Name. Somebody,
yeah.
Nobody can come along and say, Ben,
yeah.
your name isn't Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that it is, right? Same thing with a rainbow. If you've seen a rainbow before,
you know it.
Then you know that they exist, right? You may not know that it takes a 42-degree angle of refraction and that it needs to be water in the air, and you may
but
not
nobody
know
can tell you it didn't
all those
exist.
Other things. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. So that takes us into the Rainbow Bridge, which is a really cool idea. And I've heard of the Rainbow Bridge in, like, esoteric, I think, Tibetan Buddhism, or there's some kind of Eastern mysticism where they talk about the Rainbow Bridge. So you have an interesting take on the Rainbow Bridge, though, and it involves esoteric wisdom. But there's a connection between inner peace and world peace there. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, sure. So the basic concept behind the Rainbow Bridge is that it is a concept that exists all around the world in different cultures. That it's a bridge to the other side, you know, that it's a bridge to a better world. Many people have heard about the Rainbow Bridge in terms of their pets passing away and the pets are waiting for them on the other side of the Rainbow Bridge. You know, there's a lot of different interpretations of the Rainbow Bridge. So the book that I wrote attempts to bring together those multiple interpretations around the world. What it also does, though, and this is the super important part, is that in the Rainbow Bridge, it illuminates the common ground in the world's major wisdom traditions. And that is super profound, right? So it's not about religion, it's not about dogma, but it's about universal spirituality. It's about spiritual principles. It's about universal principles that apply to every single person. And these universal principles can be used to help us as individuals and as people achieve a sense of inner peace and calmness and tranquility going on inside of our own minds and hearts and physical bodies, no matter what's going on in the world around us. So these universal principles can be used to help bring about a sense of inner peace, but they also can be used to help bring about changes in the world around us, and specifically the concept of creating a bridge to a better world, a bridge to a world that is based on harmony and cooperation and collaboration. And so this book lays out how we can use these universal principles in our own lives, but also how we can use them in the world to create literally a better world, a world that will work for a great many people. And I do have very specific information in the Rainbow Bridge, including a 14-point roadmap or framework for world peace. So I'm really excited about it, and happy to share it with your listeners today.
Is this now you have these 14? I think there's 14. You said. Principle 14 universal principles. A couple things. First of all, the first one is the golden rule, right? Is it first because it's first, or is it first? Do we read anything into the order of these principles, or are they all? Is it? They're all equally important.
I think all of the principles are equally important. However, the first and the last principles. What we're talking about now is the principles themselves, and not the roadmap, right? So there are 60 universal principles. The first one that you just mentioned is the golden rule or the platinum rule, which is do not do unto others as you would not want done to yourself, right? I do have that listed as the first universal principle because I believe it is so profound. And if people all around the world were to follow that, the whole world would really be a hugely different place. So I do have that listed there. But And the last one is Life is a Dream. I have that in the very end because it's also extremely important and powerful, and it's a concept that's found in all the world's major wisdom traditions. And the important part of the Life is a Dream concept and the principle is that we can awaken in this lifetime.
Like a dream. Yeah.
In the daytime dream of life, not just the nighttime, but yes, exactly.
We could be lucidly awake, like lucid waking. Have you heard of this concept? Like lucid waking. Yeah, the dream, I love the dream metaphor. I work with that all the time. That's an amazing, amazing metaphor. And lucid dreaming is an amazing metaphor, too. You know, it strikes me that there's a relationship between the power of KM and your universal principles. They're not, like, separate. Like, KM will take you to the universal principles, won't it?
Thank you. Perfect. Exactly. And the relationship between the Rainbow Bridge and the power of KM is that, so we just talked about the wisdom pyramid, right? So the top of the wisdom pyramid is wisdom. And the Rainbow Bridge is all about wisdom. But not just any wisdom. It's universal wisdom. That's common to every single one of them. Yes, exactly.
It's fundamental. Exactly. It's interesting how when you get right down to the really deeply philosophical roots of all the religions and not the, like the, you know, the soil of it rather than the flower or the tree or the or the leaves, when you get to the soil of it, it's all the same soil, no?
Yes, it's very, very much the same. I agree. And you know, it's so easy to find differences in everything. I think what's super important for us to do in these troubled times is to focus on what's common, to focus on the common ground that exists between all of us. Yeah,
beautiful metaphor. Okay, so we only have a minute, and this is a crazy time, like you just said. Like, talk to the people out there who are just feeling anxious, can't sleep, worried, depressed, grieving. You know, all these horrible emotions are, or at least uncomfortable emotions, we'll say, that come up in this time. How can we use just in a nutshell, what can we do?
Well, I think a couple things. One is to just close our eyes and to be silent, right? To just take time every day to sit in silence. It's so important for our own peace of mind and sanity. But the other thing is to understand that from some big picture perspective that everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to be happening. Mm. Everything is perfect. Yeah. Now, we may not understand how or why on earth it could possibly be perfect, but it doesn't mean it's not perfect.
Right.
And so our task is to find the silver lining. Our task is to focus on the bright side, as you do.
That's awesome.
That's what we should do, is to focus on the silver lining. And there are many, many silver linings that are happening, especially the most important one right now that I just want to mention is that we are all united much more than we can even begin to imagine. We just can't see it yet.
Thank you so much, Brent. That's awesome. Awesome vision. Thank you for what you're bringing to the world. Thank you for your books. Brent and Hunter. BrentHunter.tv. BrentHunter.tv. Thanks, Brent. Hang on the line. I want to say goodbye, okay? That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Brent. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.